Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray!
Hey! It's my song! Let's sing it!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Come on!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
You know the words!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
That's it! Sing!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Hi-de-ho, Coolest Geeks. It's me, Jesse Blaze Snyder, the Coolest Geek Alive. How you doing, my friends? Thank you so much for joining me again. I'm excited, really, to talk to you about today's subject, the Oat Studios shorts that are on Netflix. They are incredible. I was so happy when I stumbled upon these. I was dog-sitting for my girl Julie's dad, George. And me and George have similar taste. He's a great sci-fi geek, and we're often watching the same YouTube commentators and shit. So he and I have some similar taste. And I was looking at what he'd been watching, and I was like, oh, cool, that's cool, that's cool. Oh, cool, he was checking out that, he's checking out that. And I was asking him, I was like, what'd you think of that? What'd you think of that? Later. But there was one thing that he had selected, Oat Studios. And when I just like looked at it for a second and it started playing like some clip, it was incredible. I was like, what the fuck is this? And as it turns out, it's like a series of shorts from director Neil Blomkamp, who is incredible. If you're familiar with him, he really burst out with that movie District 9, which I think is a modern classic. And, you know, I might do an episode on District 9 in the future just to bring more eyes to that one. After that, he did Elysium, which had Matt Damon in it, so it had a lot more eyes on it. Not quite as cool as District 9, but also a pretty cool movie. And Chappie, which I thought was pretty cool, despite, you know, various things. You know, the interesting thing about directors in general is like all of them have to deal with producers and producers' notes and all this stupid shit that tends to undermine the, you know, reality of the narrative and what the author really wants to get across, in lieu of like, oh, we need more this or that or whatever it might be. And it's always superficial kind of stuff. You know, I mean, now it's, you know, tends to cater towards representation or political kind of stuff or whatever. But useless and often really kind of tone deaf notes are, it's just part of the industry. I famously have a really good friend of mine, I won't out him, who is a colorist, and he always makes one glaring error in every bit of work that he hands in, so that all of their attention gets focused on that one error. And he doesn't get any stupid notes. Because if he does such a good job that it doesn't require notes, he'll get useless ones. He'll get ones that he really thinks are wasting his time. So he makes a big mistake so that they focus on that, and then he I don't know if he makes maybe a few mistakes too, but it's pretty funny. He intentionally hands it in with a couple mistakes so that they could feel useful, you know, whoever his bosses might be. Because that's part of it. It's like they have to like explain their jobs. What did you do? Nothing. He did it perfect. Like, you know, that doesn't seem like a good answer to people. But I'm saying this because there's this amazing thing that happens when you see some shorts, when you see the Deadpool footage that was put together for the studios that they rejected and that gets leaked online, and we see that studio not molesting, not getting in the way of this fucking creative process. Here it is. This is our pitch. This is what we're feeling would really work. And we get to see that. Right? No studio notes, just this person as a writer, as a director, as a creator, doing their thing. And that's ultimately what you have here with
these shorts. The Neil Blomkamp directed all of them, and I think wrote all of them. I didn't check every single credit, but I checked at least like half of them, and they were all written by him as well with other people. But dude, Neil Blomkamp is incredible. After I watched these things, I actually wrote them a long letter. They never got back to me, but you know, so often the internet and stuff like that, you don't even know if they ever get the messages and some of these things. But I just wrote them a letter gushing, saying that like, this is everything that I love and I would love to work with them. But Neil's writing all this stuff. He's the creative person, you know, so you know, perhaps he's not looking for anybody to enthusiastically participate in what he's doing. But fuck, man, it's awesome. So fucking excited to talk about it. So I just watched it again the other day. I just watched it again this morning. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. I kind of was flipping through and whatnot just to remind myself of things so I could talk about it. I'm going to try not to like spoil all these because they're all shorts and stuff. So I'm just going to give you like some like basic tenets of these things because they're worth watching. They're worth watching. They're so worth watching. But let me give you a look at the smorgasbord of things that you can go discover here. And clearly, I think a lot of these, you know, at least the first one has to be a pitch that he made for a film studio. Like, this is what I want to do. The first one is called Raka, R-A-K-K-A, and it stars Sigourney Weaver, and it's like this sick sci-fi movie. It's live action. It's like almost a half an hour. You know, this is the longest one. It's really gory with these reptilian aliens that are genuinely scary, and they're merged with this like intelligent tar-like substance that's like all over their body and always like moving, and it's in the technology that they use and the nasty stuff that they're fucking putting on all these people. They're like they're using this high tech to like mutilate and mind control the humans, and they have these gnarly hive looking things on the earth. It's freaking, it's dire and dark and cool. And I mean, Sigourney Weaver doesn't actually like get that much to do, but it's all fucking cool as hell. And it just ends and you're like, what? I don't get any more of this. It's so fucking, you're like, what? Every single one of these things, it's like a car wreck has just happened in front of you, and you're just like, whoa, what now? It's fucking, like, really, they are fucking, all of them, they're shocking. And there's humor, there's a whole mix of things in here, and I talk about it a little bit more, but oh my god, fuck, so cool. So Raka's number one, and you know, and I kind of want to get like the lengths of these things. I wanted to pull it up, and I forgot to do that right before I went on, so I'm actually gonna pull it up on my Netflix because I'm in here. I'm just broadcasting in bed as I guess I was watching the Oat Studios, and I'm just like, I'll set up in here because I'm comfy. Fuck, man. This Oat Studios thing is so cool.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's 10 episodes, even though, all of them are different, except two of them are the same ones, and one of them, or two of them, I think one of them has, like, two different things in it. Even though maybe they're related and I didn't pick up on that. I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. Okay. So the first one is actually 21 minutes and it is awesome. But better than that is the second one. It's 26 minutes and it's called Firebase. It's military in like the jungle versus this monster in live action. They called the River God. And he's like, you'll see his story, but basically he's like this man who goes through this terribleness that connects him to some awful godlike power that is has basically made him like an omnipotent being. And he's just like, I mean, he can do anything, essentially. And I don't want to, I really don't want to spoil it because I fucking love this one so much. Firebase, it is so awesome. He looks so cool and scary and frightening and what he can do and like what he is. It is fucking awesome. That's what it is. It's fucking awesome. Firebase. Holy shit. And again, you're just like, what? Had like, more, please. I want more, please. Like, it's, oh God, it's so fucking good. It's so good. Raqqa, the first one, 21, it's like, you know, you're like car wreck and you're like, whoa, fuck, I want to see the rest of that, but shit, that's like fucking dark as hell, right? But this one, and it's dark as hell, but you're just like, whoa, like it's, whoa, it's very whoa. I'm not going to say anything else about it because I want you to watch it. Go watch it. Like, start with Firebase. Firebase is, whoa, fucking Firebase. Okay. So after Firebase, there's this 10-minute episode, which I think is three shorts. It's called Cooking with Bill Damasu. It's fun, funny, live-action infomercials. It's like one of my least favorites, but still very enjoyable. There's four different infomercial spots. Okay, I guess four I wrote here. And they're all they basically all kind of end in calamity. And they're funny and light and kind of silly. A nice break from, you know, these two. Oh my God, fuck! This is like almost an hour of just whoa. Those two shorts. Holy shit! 21 minutes and 26 minutes, and they whew. Oh man, they so get you into it. It's so crazy. All right. So then after this, you've got the God. Sketches, essentially. There's two of them. They make up a 7-minute episode of this thing. And there's the Serengeti and Chicago. And essentially, it stars the lead from District 9, Sherrito Copley, as God. I think he's pretty great. He's really great as God. These are some of my favorites, these two shorts here. Just great fucking idea, executed incredibly. You've got God and his butler in this big fancy room and a miniature model of Chicago or the Serengeti in these two sketches. And in these shorts, you get God callously inflicting horrible natural catastrophes to the people on Earth just to see, you know, what the funny little people do. You know, like, and oh, they're freaking out and like... His performance is kind of like Dustin Hoffman's in Hook. It's really just kind of incredible and genuinely sick and funny. There's two of them. I wish there were more. It's one of my favorites. I mean, fucking, what is it? Firebase? That's the one. But God, the two, I mean, I really wish there was more of these. It's amazing. Then you've got Zygote. It's 22 minutes, and again, it's way more like the opening one. Seems like almost a pitch for a film. I think it's the end of the film. Like, it's like the very end of a film, and it's great. It's really great. It stars Dakota Fanning, and she's awesome. She's got like a partner in the thing. I didn't write down his name, but he was really good. All of the people here are really good. You know, it's not somebody that you would know, but It's, you know, it's like this live action sci-fi monster action drama on a planetary base, stalked by a monster. It seems like a planetary base stalked by this monster. Her and her blinded military friend prepare to teach her how to protect herself because she's not like military trained. So she's been like being taken care of, you figure, the rest of this movie. And now she is, you know, he's like, I'm blind, I can't see, you know, this is how you use this weapon, this is how you use this, you know, you got to save yourself. It's, you know, very intense. It just gets into this whole thing. You know, she's ill-equipped. There's only they're the only ones left. Again, an incredible creature. All of these things. You know, the lizard monsters in the first one, the river god in the second one. Now this monster. I actually in particular really loved seeing this one because I had happened to imagine a creature just like this in a comic book story that I pitched to DC's Vertigo that was supposed to be in a Vertigo horror anthology. And I imagined this, this was never produced. This was just the script that had been approved or the pitch that had been approved by my editor, Sarah Litt. But she ended up getting, as is often the case, by her higher up editor. She was told, no, you got to use this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. So she was going around and she was like, okay, I got my team and I know all the thing. And then she went into the office and found out, oh, no, you're getting these people. That's something my brother's dealt with as a filmmaker. Like they pick him, they do all this work to, the, you know, do the thing. I'm directing this movie. It's going to be great. Oh, no, the executive above me said I have to bring in so-and-so or I can't hire a guy or whatever it might be. So the idea in my story, which I, you know, you don't really find out what the idea is here, but it was that like there was this monster in the subway system that was this like Hulk, but it was made of all of the body parts of these, you know, couple dozen men that died building the subway system when there was a collapse. And this collapse, they somehow merged and, you know, they had multiple arms and multiple eyes in their face and multiple everything because it was this, all the bodies like connected together, you know, tied together by this song that would call them and summon them from the subway, the saint of the subway, he was called. There was this song that you weren't supposed to play. And it was all because of this gory moment that I wanted to have in the subway systems. If you go down in the New York subways, they have these things where like it's like fingers threading through fingers so that you can't go through the one side. You can only exit. You can't come into the subway. And I always imagined it would be really fucking awful. Like if like a strong enough force were to push somebody through that thing and like would like cut them up into little pieces. Ah, ooh, freaks me out when I think about it. And that was literally like, that was my end moment in my heart. And pushes him through the fucking, ugh, yucky. But I had envisioned this monster just made up of all these body parts, this hulking thing. And it's in Zygote, the thing that I had pictured in my mind. It's in it. And I was like, oh my God, that's the thing. That's the thing I thought about. Like, nobody had ever brought it to life, but like, I had spent a little bit of time describing it in a couple paragraphs of like what it was, like all these eyes and all these hands and mouths and ugh. And oh God, man, it's fucking, it's scary. It's scary and it's gross. And like, you know, like I could say all that because I don't really feel like I'm spoiling nothing. Like when you see it, you're like, ugh. Oh man, like I knew it was going to be gnarly. It's gnarly. And it's just like this great chase through this space base with this girl who's, you know, ill-equipped to deal with this thing and this ton of body horror and like, oh, great shit. It's really awesome. It's probably my second favorite of like these ones that are that like of these live action movie ones that are at the beginning of this. It's just very cool. But again, this one's kind of like an end to a film or whatever. So like you get like a certain amount of resolution, but there's so many questions and it's like, man, I would have liked to have seen the movie that led up to this, you know. And in fact, she kind of passes a lot of different things like that seem like artifacts to earlier in the movie. Like, what's that? What does that mean? What is this body and this arrangement? And it's all, what's happened? Did something come out of this body? Or is there an experiment going? Like, it leaves you with so many questions. So again, you're just like, I want to see this fucking movie. So after that, you have what is my least favorite, but still fun. 6 minutes. There's two of them, I think. These sketches called Bad President. And it's more live action comedy. It's, you know, what's really going on inside the Oval Office while the president is filming presidential addresses, you know. And what's going on, long story short, debauchery. It's, you know, my least favorite, but still fun. And a great break from all the heaviness. And there's two of them here. And because, like I said, man, these, all of these are punches in the face. I mean, the God one is like sick and funny. And the, you know, the infomercials, cooking infomercials are fun and funny. But those two shorts at the beginning, and then this one's like, wow, man, they're like, whew, you feel like you've been through something.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So then after this, I don't know why they divided it up and it's not just like two parts of one episode, because it's a 6 minute episode and an 8 minute episode called Adam episode 2. And honestly, these are all shorter than I'm making them out to be, because they've got like 2 minutes of credits. And on, if you watch them on Netflix, they'll literally, as soon as the thing ends, the little Oat Studios thing comes up. And then right before the credits are about to start, it just puts on the next one. So these are all probably like 2 minutes shorter than I'm saying they are. So Adam episode 2 is really cool. Here, these last 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes of this thing are all computer generated, computer animated. But they're very cool and still really great monsters and designs, and just all of it is just so well done. I mean, just these, if you love sci-fi and fantasy and geek culture shit, watch this stuff. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. I was so like, oh, fuck yes. I couldn't believe that I hadn't heard about this, or like nobody had told me about it or whatever. And I'm so glad to tell you guys about it, because it's so cool. So let's see, what are my notes for Adam 2? Adam 2, computer animated and awesome. Human brains, with their minds wiped, have been put into poorly made robot bodies. And they're like walking across this desert, like stumbling across this desert. They're you find out that they're humans in these, you know, not robot bodies where you're like, oh, cool, well, like, well, at least I'm a robot. Like, it's like a, uh-oh, like, that doesn't really seem like... like a particularly good body. It's crazy how much terrible empathy you feel for them in both these shorts. Yeah, I really think it's interesting because, you know, they're a robot. They look like robots. They, you know, they got a brain inside their head. And just like, it's like you feel for those brains, baby. Those brains and those bodies. And you're like, whoa. I mean, it's really... It's nuts. I said I'm not sure why there aren't just a two-part single episode, but there are two parts as two different episodes. They're political prisoners, these robot people. They're, you know, being labeled as terrorists when they scan them for their crimes, and they call them terrorists and all this stuff. But, you know, ultimately you find out that like they're not doing anything really. That this is just labels that they're putting on them to make them look bad, and then they're punishing them in this way. And I think they even say, I don't know why they keep us alive. I'm not sure why they keep us alive. And they just like send these robots with their minds wiped out into the desert to just die, like not understanding what the fuck has happened to them or anything, like, because they've been mind wiped and put into these robots. It's like, it's really disturbing, honestly. It's like so disturbing. And it gets more disturbing. There are two parts, two different episodes. Political prisoners, they wipe their minds, they put their brains in a shitty robot. Yikes. These are both less than 10 minutes, but awesome. You'll want more of most of these. Eight. So Adam 3, the next part, which is the continuation of the Adam story, and I don't know why it's necessarily in, like, different episodes like this. Maybe it was pitched as, like, a series, or I don't know. I'm assuming that a lot of this stuff is like unused pitches that Neil Blomkamp made. And I mean, this shit is amazing. It's really such a bug. I mean, just like if my suspicions are correct and they are pitches, it just goes to show how fucking stupid Hollywood is. Cause it's just like so many great ideas here. Like make him make all this shit. So Adam 3, this one is kind of showing how the other side lives on this planet, in this world. This is a dark place, low-tech robotics and scary dogmatic religion. You get this woman approaching this like compound and this guy like talking to her, you know, in sort of like dogmatic religious terms. At the end of the second one, the crazy dogmatic religious sect leader who is saving some people, who has a person seeking asylum, beat her brother to death in his robot body because it's an abomination. So like in order for her to like have passage into the sanctuary, she has to beat her brother to death with a rock, you know, his brains in this robot body, and basically, but this is an abomination, look what they did to him, destroy him. Oh my god, you feel this shit, so it's like, oof, it's rough, but it's really cool. The whole fucking world is fucking cool. And the brother's begging her not to. Oh god, it's rough. So to save herself, she kills her poor brother, who was turned into this robot for no reason other than trying to help his family by selling medicine. And when the dude finishes this and helps the lady, he disappears into this chamber where he transforms, I guess, into like an AI computer robot, it looks like, who's masquerading as a man, maybe like worshiping a key behind a glass in the center of this huge chamber. I don't know, man. It's very fucking cool. His skin peels off and he floats into the air. Like it floats into the air and like I guess he's walking, but like he's got like some powers. Really makes you want to understand better what the fuck is going on in this scary sci-fi dystopian future. It's just so cool. So cool. So cool. So cool. So cool. Okay. So we're getting to the end of it. There's this short called I don't know if you pronounce the G. It's G-D-A-N-S-K. It's the second to last one. Gdansk. And it's got two really short shorts in it. One of them, I'll just read my notes so I don't repeat myself. Computer animated and only 4 minutes, a very quick look at a sword and sandals army walking the earth with a single giant soldier in the ranks. And he's fucking cool. Looks cool. All these arrows sticking out of them like they're nothing. It's really dope. You only get a look at one interaction with some poor peasant household that they come across, but it is brutal. It's a great one to start with, actually, although the short that precedes it is maybe a little bit less interesting because you only get so much. Features a short computer animated thing with this swordsman and his awesome high-tech armor. So it's like, it's really interesting just going from like this fantasy kind of thing, you know, or maybe forgotten history kind of thing, into this future knight. And he's like hearing, it's really just a tease kind of with a female voice talking to the dude in the armor, like can't forgive him or like something that's going on. So it's very vague, but it's compelling. And the suit is cool as fuck. And you find out at the end that he's like a general, searching for gold or searching for something, you know, maybe pillaging, maybe a pirate general. I'm guessing in the cosmos because it's like seems very high tech. It seems like he's on a spaceship. Very little here, really, but it's cool and short. The giant, which is super cool and short, and right before it is awesome. Then we get to the end, the very last one, which is kind of, you know, amongst my favorites as well of these lighter things. You know, it's God and this one. You know, I probably like God just a little bit better because it's live action, and these are computer animated. But I love this Capture and Locust. It's a computer animated comedy, dark. It takes a look into a typical day for some government agents who are testing out deadly new weapons for the U.S. military. They're testing them out on unsuspecting criminal volunteers trying to shave some time off of their prison sentences or have their sentences commuted. They will not be surviving, though. There are two of these. I wish there were more. They are very funny. The voice performances are awesome. You know, and the animation is simple enough. It's just like these little home movies that they're making to keep capture this shit for posterity. And these all just have this great light kind of slapstick energy and life about them. It's like slapstick energy in the face of life and death situations. Well, not for them, which is why they're so callous about it. It's very striking and funny. There's a quote that I wrote down from the first one of the two. I'll do it the way he does it in the thing. He goes, "If Mike here survives," which honestly isn't really going to happen, "he gets his sentence reduced, which I think we can pretty much guarantee is going to happen." 2 minutes later, this dude dies horribly. Okay. Yeah, rinse and repeat for continued laughter. This shit is dark, but awesome. And the next one's just as funny. And when it's over, you're like, oh, please more. Oh, please more. You know, like, because it is computer animated, it makes it like easier to handle. Just like these computer avatars walking to their death. But just the interactions with them. Thank you for letting me. Thank you for commuting my sentence. Oh yeah, yeah, great, great, great. All right, exploding locusts attack. It's really good. It's really good. It's really good. It's really good. I love it. Seriously, Neil Blomkamp, mwah, chef's kiss. You rule my school. I think you're amazing. Oh my God. All of these things that you made here are just so fucking dope. I hope that this is enough of a recommendation of the greatness that are the Oats Studios. That's it. Type in, go to Netflix, Oats Studios. I'm sure these things are probably on YouTube as well. The Oats Studios shorts. Watch them all. They're amazing. Neil Blomkamp is amazing. Anyway, I'm not sure if I've decided what I'm doing this Wednesday's show on, but I hope you will join me again on Monday if you're a music lover like me for an episode on one of my favorite bands of all time, 311, on All Your Favorite Bands Suck, my podcast. And then Wednesday, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but if I don't feel like there's anything that I have like a huge impetus to talk about, I'm probably just going to do like another big feature on something that I love, to turn the next generations and new people on to these things and give people easy starting points to get into this stuff, like this Oats Studios thing. You know, I want to spend more time focused on all the wonderful things that there are. So let's keep doing that and share this with people, share people these recommendations so that we can get more people checking out this stuff. Cause like, this isn't even really for me. These people deserve more people to see this shit. Neil Blomkamp deserves people to fucking know about this movie. Animal World, like, people deserve, like, these deserve to be part of the geek culture zeitgeist. These are my offerings to my fellow geeks. I love this shit. I think you will too. I hope you'll check them out. Oats Studios, so fucking awesome. Anyway, this was a amazing episode. I love you guys so much. You can write me at jesseblaze at jessesnyder.com. I love hearing from you. I really genuinely do. Everybody's always so cool and so kind. I appreciate you listening to the show. Can't do this without you. And I hope you join me again next Saturday and again this Wednesday for another fucking awesome ass-kicking episode of The Coolest Geek Alive. Love you all. See you next time. You've been listening to Coolest Geek Alive with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent geek culture content.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's my favorite part.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Coolest alive.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Stay with your tribe.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Revenge of the Geeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Week after weeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Laughing with you.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
And crying sometimes too.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Spelling it out.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Making you shout.
I'm a genius. I got lyrics coming out me bum for days. You like that? It's a kazoo solo. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Talking some shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Living your shit.
My voice
gonna
be so fucking awesome.
Food in our mouth.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Get in the mouth.
It's gonna be listen fucking to the awesome. Reverts.
Tell all your friends.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Call right on text.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Raising the bar.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Straight to the
awesome. Fucking awesome. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Just wait. You'll see. You'll all see.
You'll all see.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray!
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.